Welcome to Survival Mode Disrupted, the podcast for those who are done performing, done people pleasing, and done living life on autopilot. I'm your host, Letitia, the Survival Mode Disruptor, and this is where we create disruptive, unapologetic transformations for those who are ready to exit survival mode and reclaim their power. Every episode is your permission slip to burn the rule book, break the cycle, and finally build a life that feels like yours. So let's disrupt everything that's holding you back and start living life on your own terms. Welcome to Survival Mode Disrupted. This is your trigger warning. This podcast contains unfiltered conversations about trauma, abuse, and survival. Discretion is advised. This is not therapy or medical advice, just real people sharing real stories. So please take care of yourself and pause if you need to. If this conversation hits home, grab the book Survival Mode Exit Plan, your raw, unapologetic blueprint to break free. Available now by scanning the QR code or clicking the link in the comments. Hello, 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 and welcome back to another episode of Survival Mode Disrupted. This is your host, Letitia, the Survival Mode Disruptor, and I have Michelle with us today. Michelle, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, Letitia. Thank you for having me today. Yeah, so my name is Michelle Burke, and I believe that each and every one of us is a hot mess, whether we want to admit it or not. And that it's in these messy moments in life that we learn, we grow, we expand. And in this world of filters and facades that we live in, it's time just to let it all crumble and own who we are, show up unapologetically, authentically, and just be ourselves, because that's what life is all about, is being ourselves and taking those filters and facades off.
Absolutely. Being able to strip things back and show up authentically. So tell us your story to and through Survival Mode.
Oof. Okay, where to start? So back in, about 2012-ish, I quit my job, moved, and started my first business with nothing lined up. I was teaching at the time, and it just wasn't resonating with me anymore. So I quit, and I made my dream of living at the beach a reality. And no one could understand why I was leaving. On the surface, it looked like I had the great life. I had, the good job. I had the great group of friends. I was living in this gorgeous condo. But on the inside, I wasn't fulfilled anymore. And that was where I needed, it took me over a year to figure it out, but I needed an overall life change, because my mom kept saying to me, it feels like you're running from something. And what I was running from was a life that no longer served me. But in the process of moving, I was struggling financially, because I didn't want to start a new job because I was moving. I was starting a new business, and as we all know, when you start a new business, the money doesn't flow in right away. So I was doing odd, I was doing odd jobs. I was living off savings and credit cards, and was feeling really that financial stress. So I was in a financial survival mode because 3 weeks before I was supposed to move, my new landlord told me that he didn't feel comfortable renting to someone who didn't have a full-time job. And I was like, but the rent is less than half of what I'm currently paying. Come September, I do have a job because I was te also teaching at a university, so I had that income that was going to be coming in come September. And he's like, no, we just don't feel comfortable with it. And it was my mom who said to me, she's like, if I didn't know you were moving, I would ask you what the heck is going on. Because my legs, my thighs were black and blue beyond black and blue. And it wasn't until I woke up one morning that I realized I was the one who was giving myself these bruises on my thighs because I like to curl up when I sleep. And what I was doing was my body was so stressed. I was in such a state of survival mode that I was putting myself in the fetal position while I was sleeping and then elbowing my thighs. So that's what all those marks were on my thighs. They were my elbows. That's how stressed I was, that I was just abusing, quote unquote, abusing myself while I was sleeping. Once I moved, I really, I did find, found a place to live, got my business going. I did take a maternity leave teaching position, just to have that income, coming in, and also knowing that come the end of the school year, I didn't have, a teaching job lined up again. So it was either going to be like, I'm totally done with teaching, or like, we're gonna continue on with this, but I realized that I was totally done with teaching and I left. And oh, I went all in on, well, I say I went all in on myself, but we realize sometimes that we say we're going all in on ourselves, but we're in such a state of survival mode that we're still just going through the motions. And that's what I was doing. I was still too afraid to go all in on myself because it going all in on myself didn't feel safe within my body. And oh, I would tip my toes in and tip my toes back out. And I finally reached the point where I was like, all right, I'm going all in. And as I went all in, I started to have things leave. My landlord asked me to move out for his daughter to move in, which is legal to do in New Jersey if it is a single dwelling of eight or less, to ask a tenant to move out for a family member to move in. And this was, it was, we're going into the warmer months and living at the beach. I couldn't find a place to live because I couldn't afford anything in the area. And I ended up finding a short-term winter, what we call here winter rentals, and with a bed and breakfast. And my body at that point, I was in such a state of survival mode again, because I was just trying to get my basic needs now met, because I, until that night, I didn't know where I was living. I didn't know how I was going to be providing for myself. And while I was at the bed and breakfast, I had certain people reach out to me, and I had an ex from my past who was narcissistic and a very toxic relationship reach out to me. And since I was in this vulnerable state, and they were offering me things that I needed at that time, they were offering to take me out to dinner. It's like, okay, yes, that's a meal I don't have to pay for. We're offering to, provide me with some money so that I could pay, because I was paying weekly, so that I could pay for, that week to have a place to stay. And in the process of that, I ended up being sexually abused. He totally fed on my vulnerability, and already being in that state of survival, I put myself even in a deeper state of survival because now nothing felt safe to me. And my guard was up beyond my guard being up. And I literally pushed pretty much everyone and everything away and just cocooned. And in the process, I thought I was healing, but I truly wasn't because I was just bypassing what I was feeling. Because I wasn't talking about it, because there was so much guilt and shame and embarrassment that was coming up. And, when I did start sharing with just a couple friends, they're like, "Well, did you report it? Are you sure that's what happened?" I was like, "No, I'm sure that's what happened. I fell asleep with my pants on. I woke up with my pants off. I don't remember anything in between, but you know, when you fall asleep with your pants on and wake up with your pants off, you know something happened." And just really went through the motions and then dove in and did the deeper healing and got myself back into a place where I was good. And then COVID hit. And it doesn't matter who you talk to, the second we say COVID hit, we all have a COVID story. Okay, COVID put all of us globally in a state of survival. That's where I was again. I was in this state of survival. And one of the greatest things I did for myself during COVID, towards the ends, was in October. I did a month-long road trip. And during that month-long road trip, I really just connected inward with myself. I got to travel. I got to explore. I got to be in new environments. I was doing things that lit up my soul. And in the process of lighting up my soul, I was healing. Because I was out of the environment that I was in. And that was one of the biggest things that I learned then and learned about myself is sometimes we need to leave where we are in order to fully heal and to snap ourselves out of that state of survival mode. So that's what I did. And in the process, then realized I don't want to live in New Jersey anymore. And I spent 2021 living with my brother in North Carolina and taking care of my niece. And spent a month in Savannah because Savannah, Georgia was where I wanted to move to. But again, since I had been in such a state of survival, I was blocking my income. That's one of the things that happens when we're in these states of survival is we have these barriers up and we prevent things that we desire from flowing to us because they don't feel safe in our bodies, or we don't have the capacity to receive anything because we're running on autopilot. So I couldn't, it's not that I couldn't find a place to live. I found plenty of places to live, but nothing that was really in my price range or nothing that I could justify spending the money on. And after a few After almost a year of living with my brother, my sister-in-law and I, we kind of just got into it one night. Like she snapped. She had had a rough day and she took it out on me. But her taking it out on me was the greatest thing she could have done because it made something snap in me where I'm like, I can't do this anymore. I can't stay here. So the next day, I left. And I went and spent a couple days in the Blue Ridge Mountains in a tiny house and just recentered and regrouped and went back to New Jersey and regrouped, recentered, found myself again. And in the process of that, I found a place found a place to live, and all started out well, but then slowly realized that the environment that I was living in was toxic beyond toxic. One of my housemates was a chronic alcoholic. I'm talking literally falling down the stairs drunk. My other housemate drank too much as well and became extremely passive aggressive when he drank. And again, just as I was getting myself out of survival mode and starting to feel good again, here I was being, placed back in survival mode. And the thing is, when we're in a state of survival mode for so long, that's what feels safe to our bodies. That's what we become conditioned to. And that's what I had realized. And March of last year, I left. I left with nothing lined up and spent that first, spent March of last year, again, still in a state of survival mode because, again, I didn't know where I was staying some nights. I had a friend who said I could stay with them, but that didn't, pan out the way that I had expected it to. I didn't expect to be, kicked out every morning. You don't expect one of your closest, bestest friends to kick you out of the house every morning and then let you back in at night. So I stayed, again with another friend and still in the state of survival. And it was last year, last May, I left the country. I went to Canada for 2.5 months and really just allowed myself to heal. Was in environments that were healthy, that were safe, that nurtured me, that fed my soul, and allowed me to come home. Allowed me to come home back to myself. Only to come back to New Jersey, have everything all arranged as to where I was staying, and 2 weeks into where I was living, doing a house share, a friend, the landlord decides to terminate my friend's lease. So here I am again, sitting there going, like, what the hell? Why does this keep happening to me? Like, I get in these places where I'm on task, like I'm ready to go, my body's healed, and one of my basic needs again gets stripped from me. This time, because I knew what to do, it wasn't scary. I knew that I'd be provided for. I knew I'd be taken care of. I knew I wasn't going to let myself go back into a state of survival mode. I had done too much work the past 2.5 months beforehand to let that happen. And I immediately found a place to live for September. Ironically, I went back to the toxic house that I had left because the energy in that house had totally shifted. Spent a month there and then went back to Canada because, the Canadian Rockies were calling and I knew I had more healing to do. I didn't spend as much time there as I had anticipated. Came back to New Jersey. Stayed with a friend for a little bit, and in that time of staying with that friend, realized we can't live together because they were not helping me in my growth, in my journey, because we become the five people that we spend the most time with. And this person was not raising me up, they were keeping me at status quo. So I decided because I want to travel and I know that I'm not meant to live in New Jersey anymore. And at that point, hadn't fully decided or knew where I would be, living, decided to do house sitting and pet sitting. So that's out where I'm at right now, and it feeds my soul. It keeps me balanced and centered. It allows me the ability to shift out of survival mode because I know that I am always going to be provided for, and that's one of the greatest things to remember when we're in survival mode to help us switch out of it is you will be provided for. The second you surrender, the second you turn the power up to a higher power, oh, because so many of us, myself included, think of surrendering as waving the little white flag. And that was where I resisted surrendering for so long because I thought it was waving the little white flag. But think about it this way, as to we've all had that time where we're trying to open the jar of jam and we can't get the jar opened. And we turn to the person who's in the room with us or who's in the other room and we're like, hey, I can't open this. Can you help me? And they're like, yeah, sure. And they open the jar for you. Or if there's no one else around you, you think differently and you're like, oh, well, maybe if I run it under some hot water, or oh, maybe if I get a dish towel, that'll help me. But we think differently. We turn it over to a higher power. Surrendering is the same thing. You're saying, oh, whatever higher power, God, source, universe, I give it up to you. I can't and I won't do this anymore. I'm not meant to live this way. This doesn't serve me. This is not in my highest and best purpose. I see the lessons that you're giving me here, but now I turn it over to you. Show me the truth which will set me free from the demons of my mind. Show me the truth which will set me free. And those two phrases. And that also works money-wise as well. Show me the truth, which will set me free from the financial demons of my mind, or show me the truth, which will set me free from my financial demons. They work because you're
Absolutely.
asking a higher power to show you the truth.
Show you the truth. Absolutely. What I like about your story, right, is because I've had a lot of people on that have talked about like BT trauma. And while there was a BT trauma in your story, what actually put you in survival mode is trying to survive, like literally trying to
Absolutely.
survive,
Yes.
right? Like that financial, a lot of people don't recognize that financial stress of trying to be able to take care of your basic needs. That is at the absolute definition of survival mode. And a lot of people don't recognize that as stress. They don't recognize that as trauma either, but it changes us. It changes the way that we show up. It changes the way that we deal with things because, we are. Until we get to a place where we're willing and able to surrender, we then are literally in a fight to stay alive. And a lot of people are struggling financially and they are operating under this immense stress without the reconciliation of how it's stripping them of their ability to live authentically, right? And one of the reasons why I love, sharing a multitude of stories is because I want people to recognize what it really looks like beyond these big T events to be struggling day to day and trying to just get our basic needs met, right?
Where you look at your bank account and you're like, all right, I know that it's in my best interest to work with a therapist, a coach, a mentor, something like that. But you look at your bank account and you're like, all right, well, the money's not there for that. The money's barely there for rent and groceries. out, and then you look at your bank account again, after you've paid your rent, and you're like, okay, well, I guess we're gonna get a little creative with, groceries this week.
Yeah, it's that constant cycle of
Yeah.
I'll be there yet.
Exactly. Are we there yet? And we have to also remember that most of this goes back to our childhood and our conditioning. But one of the other things that we have to remember is for, myself, and I'm sure most of your listeners, we are the byproduct of baby boomers, who are the byproduct of the Depression. So, my grandparents lived through, the Depression. It's imprinted. Now, that epigenetics, it's imprinted in us, where even though I know that this is an abundant world, I know that all my needs are going to be met, I know all this. But because my grandparents lived through the Depression, they lived it. They were in survival mode. Now, as children, that got passed down to my parents, especially to my mom, which got passed down to my brother and I. I mean,
Absolutely. A trauma, whether big T or small T, gets passed on up to 8 generations, and oftentimes with the conditioning that we experience as children, we are living someone else's story. We
yes.
are, and I recognize that myself when I started my business. I always credit my mom used to buy a 50-pound sack of potatoes and a 50-pound case of chicken every month. And when I say we had chicken and potatoes every day,
You
besides
had
like
chicken and potatoes
Friday,
every
yeah,
day.
chicken and potatoes. And at one point in time, I used to say, well, chicken and potatoes like made me who I am, right? Like being able to pinch pennies, being able to do all of these things. But I didn't recognize that that story of survival, essentially, right? From a financial point of view, actually created a narrative for me around money that I carried. And it wasn't mine to carry.
Well,
I wasn't, you know what I mean? Like I
I know
wasn't
exactly what you mean.
in that state where I had to pinch pennies. I learned how to budget as a result, but I didn't know how to then take the money that I had to work for me. So like when I started my business, I like investing in myself, like that doesn't make sense. Like why would I use this money for that? It
Exactly.
created this money story that held me back for a very long time, right? Because I am holding on to my mother's narrative of survival. And it's not a bad thing. Like I don't, chastise it, but sometimes we really do have to challenge the narratives that we're holding on to, because that essentially shapes our world. And I talk about the three phases of leaving survival mode. The first one is self-awareness. The second one is reprogramming. And a lot of times we really have to spend a significant amount of time challenging the stories,
Stories,
the
yes.
narratives that have been passed on, like you were talking about. Yours have been passed on from the Depression, and it shows up in our lives in a different way. And when we're able to challenge that and really change the way that we look at things, change the way that we react to things and deal with things, and these stories that we're holding about things, that's when our lives changes.
Yeah, because I can remember as a kid, going grocery shopping with my mom and her putting things in the cart and doing the math. So, it's $2.24. So she would round that up like to $3. Okay, it's $1.50. She'd round that up to $2. And she was doing the math as she was grocery shopping, because she knew how much she could spend on groceries. And the first time I caught myself doing that in the grocery store, I was so pissed off at myself. It's like, no, you're not becoming mom. No, you're not doing what mom did. And I continued as I was grocery shopping, I continued rounding up. Well, I continue, I'm like, okay, I'm continuing to do this, even though I'm telling myself that I'm not. So what I did was I threw something in my cart that my mom wouldn't have done. Oh, I threw that treat for myself. I don't remember whether it was ice cream or chocolate or, something, but I threw that treat in the basket for myself. It was like when I rang everything up, it was like, yes, all right, here we go. Here's my treat for myself. And that was how I was like, all right, yes, you did what mom did, but in the rounding up, you knew that you had enough money for this treat for yourself, so you rewarded yourself. And that was how I started to shift it.
Yeah, it's a real conscious decision,
Yeah.
to make that shift to change the narrative, to show up differently than what we know. So I really enjoyed this conversation, Michelle. How can we connect with you online?
The best way to connect with me online is through Instagram, where you can find me at Michelle, two L's, A Burke.
Okay, I'll put that in the show notes for the listeners to connect with you. Before we wrap it up, give us one key takeaway.
Listen to your body. And I say that in even when you're in survival mode, your body knows what it can and cannot hold. Your body knows what it is and isn't capable of. Your mind is going to try its hardest and its best to keep you safe because that is your mind's job. Our brain is programmed to keep us safe, but our body knows what does and doesn't feel safe. So trust what your body is telling you because as you're coming out of that survival mode, oh, your mind is going to start doing some crazy things and telling you some crazy things, and your body is going to be like, you got this, you got this. Like, let's go. Your body's going to be pushing you forward, and your brain is going to be holding you back. This is where you listen to your body.
Listeners, listen to your body. It will always tell you everything that you need to know. Michelle, thank you so much for your time today. And listeners, just a reminder, you were not built to break, and you damn sure were not built to just survive. Disrupt the cycle, reclaim your life, and thrive on your own terms. And I will see you next week.